Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, everyone. It's Kevin David Thomas here.
And this is Robert W. Schneider here.
Ooh, Robert W. What is the W again? William.
Wilhelm.
Wilhelm. You're lying.
No, it's Wilma.
God, I wanted it to be Wilhelm so bad, though.
Wilhelm?
Robert Wilhelm Schneider.
It's William.
Oh, nice.
Robert William Schneider.
Welcome, everybody, to another My Favorite Things Throwback Thursday.
Hashtag TBT.
That's right.
Thank you so much, by the way. We've gotten some great responses from hashtag Ask Rob and Kevin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, people have had questions for us, Kevin. Can you imagine?
Yeah, no.
One of the questions that came in, which was great, which was, which cast recording would you like to see reissued that's currently out of print?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Isn't that a hard one?
Yeah. I feel like I responded to that, but I don't remember what I said. But going back to my favorite things from a couple weeks ago, Annie Warbucks.
I think it's one of the things you had mentioned.
Oh, it is? Did I say that?
Was Annie
and
Warbucks.
I probably said Kwamina, too.
Yeah, Kwamina
which
and
is very
Annie
cliche.
Warbucks.
Of course I said Kwamina.
Yeah, because, you know, that's what everybody says when you ask people on the street. What do you... What do you like to see?
To a cast recording collector, it is.
It is.
It's like, duh, Kwamina, of course.
I think mine was
more original.
Mr. Wonderful, the Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, I forgot.
Musical.
Yeah.
And Cry for Us All.
You have that record.
Which I have the album right
yeah.
here, but it's not on CD, or it hasn't been reissued on CD in quite some time, I think. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but that's one that I would really like to see.
It's a good one.
And the score to O Calcutta, which I think would be...
Which ran forever.
Ran forever at the Edison, Theater.
Right, when the yeah. Edison was a theater, where the Edison Ballroom is now.
Exactly. And for those of you that don't know, O Calcutta was an all-naked musical.
That's right, friends.
And it ran for years and years and years.
Anyone see it? I'm sure there's a listener out there that saw it, and I would love to know what you thought.
Yes. What did you think?
And did it run just because... Is it like Naked Boy singing? Did it run just because they were naked?
I think so.
Like, because Naked Boys is still running every Saturday at the New World Stage. Not that I'm like, every, I don't know, Saturday at 6 o'clock.
I mean, Kevin was in. You were in Naked Boy singing.
That's right.
Right?
I made my professional debut as the third one from the right.
Oh yes, I remember your performance. It was quite stunning. Quite stunning.
I'm sure there's a pun in there somewhere.
You know what? I'm too tired to think of one. So listeners, if you can throw a pun our way. What
Please
was the big
do.
Quote they said about O Calcutta? I forget. It was someone famous who was like, the problem with doing an all... It was Clive Barnes, I think, who said the problem... No, John Simon. The problem with doing an all-naked...
Here you go again. You're like, I don't know. Who said it? I can't... What they said.
He goes, the problem with doing an all-naked musical is not everything stops when the music does.
You like, really got to have some special buttons.
I was like, I was going to say, my gosh. Thank you. We'll be here all week, folks.
Wow.
So anyway, where were we?
Oh, man.
I don't know how we got onto that tangent. Oh, and then another great question that came in was, what would you like to see Encores do, and what is your dream cast?
Oh, God. This is like the first My Favorite Things I feel like we ever did.
Yeah.
I'm going to recapitulate and go back there again.
Yeah.
Goldilocks.
With?
I think at the time I had said Beth Level, which I stand by that.
Beth Level.
She could. Although you probably could get someone like, oh, God. I would see Kelly O'Hara do it.
Oh, she'd be great.
I would see her do it.
I would like to see Nathan Lane in All American.
Yeah.
Or Nathan
Lane. All American.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or Nathan Lane doing High Button Shoes.
Yes.
Which I think would be great.
High Button Shoes. Yeah. I want to see that ballet.
Or maybe I'd also like to see if we could get this to happen, but it would be fun to see Brian Stokes Mitchell and Norbert Leo Butts do Sugar.
That's a really good cast.
See, wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, that's Little Sugar.
I think that'd be great.
So, which is a musical version of Something Like It Hot?
Yeah, and we've talked about that on the show.
A couple of times. That's right.
Yeah.
We haven't talked
about All American yet.
No, I love All American.
Which I think is a great score.
All American's a score by the guy who wrote Annie, Charles Strauss, of course,
and Lee Adams. Is that right?
Yeah, and book by
Mel Brooks.
Yeah,
book by Brooks.
One of the first musicals that Charles Strauss wrote from Broadway. I'm trying to think of another. Did they ever do No Strings?
They did.
Okay, good.
They did.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, there's some that I'm like, oh boy, I wish they would do blank, and then you realize
then
that
like,
they actually did do that.
I just wasn't paying attention that year.
Sort of went by us. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm happy. Goldilocks would be a dream come true. I would like that.
And what's the one that? Yeah, that's Leroy Anderson, right?
Which I've said to both Jack Verdell and Ted Chapin. So I'm still fingers are crossed. And they're both always like, yeah, I know, Goldilocks. Watch them do Nowhere to Go But Up. But whatever, it's fine.
Jack, please.
I know. Listen,
Christmas is coming up.
Me.
Give us a Christmas.
Listen
gift.
To Kevin and I'm sure do Goldilocks know. And put him in it.
You know what I wish they actually would start doing? I wish they would start doing more shows from the 80s.
Yeah,
I know that. I think Jack is, more interested in doing things that are from,
preserving the old, like Cabin in the Sky,
which I totally get.
Which they reorchestrated,
which I totally get.
Awesome.
But my feeling was, what's funny is when they did Chicago, they were 20 years away from Chicago because they did Chicago in 95.
You're right. Why not do Maryland?
I'm like, I think there are reasons why.
I'm sure there are.
But we'll talk about those off the air. Yeah. Is Maryland your favorite thing this week?
No, God, no.
What's your favorite thing this week?
Oh, okay. I have a person. But I would like to do my favorite thing is this person, and really I'm just saying I want to learn more about this person. Mm. I don't know everything about this person. This is not someone I've ever met because they're not with us anymore.
Oh.
But this person comes up with almost every interview we ever talk to of a legend because they've all worked with this person.
Oh my God.
And I feel like you're gonna know more about this guy than I do.
Oh,
because
no.
You just know more than I do. But
no.
But he lived to be 103. Can you imagine being born in 1906 and seeing musical theater not only become developed, but become the art form? And when you die in 1906, 2009, he died.
I have no idea who this
is. He lived in Ohio.
Is this John Kenley?
Now, some of you may be like, oh, John Kenley, of course. Some of you may be like, John Kenley, who's that? But his name comes up with, Carol Lawrence talked about him. Every single older legend either had worked with him or who is John Kenley? I'm sure that's a sentence that actually has been said many, many times. This man not only loved to live in Cleveland or in Ohio and had, I mean, he did something like, I want to say, I mean, hundreds and hundreds, if not, he did over 500 plays and musicals over his lifetime, producing them and touring them throughout Ohio, Pennsylvania, the Midwest. And he really is the reason why we have Straw Hat, that idea of like summer stock. But he pioneered bringing television and movie stars to small town middle America to do big roles in big musicals. And a lot of times he would get the actual stars who starred in the Broadway musical to come to his town and do No Nanette starring Lonnie Ackerman,
Tiny, tiny town.
We're talking tiny, but these shows would be sold out. And he was notorious for being so giving and loving and entertaining. And he, you know, he wouldn't want the ticket booth, you know, the box office. He'd want to have a stand inside the lobby so he could sit there taking tickets for people. He wanted to be, he was a true theater impresario, you might say, if I can use that word with him.
Absolutely.
And he, but he lived quite an interesting life because he was, you know, he and the Wikipedia page I read, you know, because there's not a lot about him. There's a lot about his theater and all of that. But, you know, and, you know, I know that some people we've talked to have talked about doing a biography of this guy because he, his influence on other artists and his audiences was immense. But he called himself intrasexual. So he was he would
intra.
Live intra,
like
so
intra.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So he would live. He said it was just a, he was born as a man, but he could have been a woman. And he lived when he lived in Palm Springs or on the summertime or the wintertime when the theater was not running. He lived as Joan. He was a woman. And then when he was known as the when he was running the theater, he was John Kenley. And so
how fascinating,
right? And we've heard this from people firsthand.
Yes, yes.
That knew him that were like, oh yeah, well Joan or John, you know, depending on who you, you know, which time of the year it was. But he was also one of the first to produce a desegregated theater in America. In Washington, D.C. in 1950, he insisted that everybody go through the same door and that everyone, one ticket, anybody could sit in wherever they wanted to sit. That the, you know, it wasn't just the balcony, it was for African Americans and stuff like that.
What a fascinating guy.
He was also, so he totally fascinating guy. And he did perform in the 1920s. He did vaudeville, which was very popular. Talk about touring, and he would do just different little acts. But then 1928, he started to be Lee Schubert's assistant. And he was his assistant from 1928 to 1940. And what he did basically was read all the scripts, and he would help him decide which shows to produce. And of which he had many, many hits that he would read and say, hey, you know, he read thousands and thousands of scripts for Mr. Schubert to help him decide what, you know, which shows should go into their theaters.
Oh, wow.
And then after the war, he decided to start this sort of straw hat circuit theater in the Midwest. He moved to Cleveland and then also moved down to Dayton, outside Dayton, which is where they, I think he lived the rest of his life. And so from 1940 to 1995, over 500 musicals he produced.
And
we're talking like Ethel Merman in Call Me Madam, Tommy Toon and Pippin, Ann Miller and Hello Dolly. But then sometimes they would like, he was also known for like letting them like do a specialty number at the end of the first act. Like Ann Miller was going to like do one of her famous numbers because that's what Ann Miller does. So,
right.
why not? You know?
Why not is what
you know,
I
let's
say.
Just have some fun, you know. I've heard some people say that there are audio recordings of some of these productions. I feel like it was Carol Lawrence or someone that we interviewed was like, oh yeah, they exist somewhere. And I know Ed Dixon wanted to do a sort of look at it. I think it was Ed Dixon.
Yeah, I think it might have been Ed.
Regardless, he, you know, we talk about stunt casting now on Broadway. We talk about movie stars coming to Broadway. We talk about using names to sell a show. The names still back then were all talented musical comedy people because a lot of them started out in musical comedy before they became stars. Well, he was the one who started that. He was the one who really that you could go to see. I mean, I saw a picture of the Kenley Players is what they were called. And there's like Richard Chamberlain in, you know, My Fair Lady.
And
you know?
he would do plays and musicals. I don't know if you're going to mention this, but there's a website that lists every show he ever did in Ohio, plus who starred in the show.
Yeah.
And when you go through the list, it's quite impressive.
It's unbelievable that people in the Midwest, and if you have any listeners that went to see a Kenley Players production, please.
Or knew John.
Let me know. Yes, and anyone knew, because he's, with pictures of him, I mean, he had like kind of red hair. He looked like that little, like that dummy of that, almost like, because he almost looks
Charlie
like a
McCarthy.
Puppet. Yeah. I mean, he looked so, like he looked like he had a little blush on, and he just always looked very.
Howdy doody.
Howdy Doody.
Sorry,
that's what
howdy
I'm thinking
doody.
Of. Sorry, that's exactly how dare I not know that.
My fault.
But he almost looked like a character in himself. You know, I can imagine that he would ride his bike backstage and he would entertain people, and he just seemed like a really neat guy, and not a single bad thing have we heard anybody say about him. Only good things, and it seems like these stars would have fun, you know, slumming it. For a summer, you know, just like hanging out in Akron, Ohio for
so
a summer,
cool.
you know, and
that's
just
so
living
cool.
the life.
A summer
you know?
In Ohio.
You know, hello. Oh, that's funny. And I just wonder how many performers out there started their career at the Kenley Players working. We've talked to a couple.
I
feel like Leroy Reams did some shows there.
I know Peter
there,
Marshall
Peter,
did one.
Peter Marshall was one of the stars. I just think, how cool. How cool would it be to be doing a musical with your favorite, you know, star?
That's
they don't do that anymore. People don't. you know, Tom Hanks isn't exactly running out to, you know,
no, and
Kent,
I think
Ohio no, to and do a you know outdoor summer theater production of, you know, Lord of the Rings musical.
Boy, yeah. I was gonna say he'd be a great Harold Hill.
Yes, please.
That's what we, I know. Look on course. I know it's not forgotten. Just get Tom Hanks to do the Music Man for us, please.
Please.
That's all I care about. Do it at one of your concerts, like with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Fine. Fundraiser.
Take Jake to tell a break. Jake to take a break. Wow. Yeah. How wonderful.
So yeah, I think the world needs to know John Kenley still, and he lived. I mean, 2009. I mean, that's not so long ago.
No. God, I
103 wonder, though. Can you imagine?
What a life,
right?
Do what you love. It keeps you alive.
Amen. So John Kenley, I think we need to not forget him.
Thank you, Kevin, for the John Kenley.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
That's so cool. Okay, yeah. Awesome.
Which I didn't know about until we interviewed these people.
Yeah, the name comes up so often.
His name came up so often that I figured, who is this guy? He must have been special that so many people talk about him still.
There might be a documentary there.
I hope so.
Yeah. Jeez, that'd be great. Get on to people.
I know.
Please. Mine?
Yes, Rob. What is yours?
This week. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to read you a quote from the New York Times.
Okay.
About this musical.
Okay.
No careening chandeliers, no raving madmen scurrying across a false proscenium, no roller skates, no barricade, no neon dragons descending from the heights, just two couples in two small musical plays about grown-up love in
romance. Oh my gosh, really?
Yes. My favorite thing this week is from 1988, and it is called Romance, book and lyrics by Barry Harmon, music by Keith Herman. That is my favorite thing.
Good one.
In the middle of all of this late 1980s spectacle, like this, the New York Times just said, in the middle of Phantom and Cats and Les Mis, where everything is supposed to be exploding and blowing up and moving around and pyrotechnics, comes this little jewel box of a musical that is pretty much, even though there are four characters in it or four actors in it, it's pretty much a two-hander, really. Scott Bakula and Allison Frazier. Romance is a musical that's been forgotten over time.
Totally.
Which I think is a shame because it's a really beautiful, fun musical.
Great songs. For audition songs.
Gosh. I mean, you could just look at things like I'll Always Remember the Song.
Yep.
For guys, a great song called Words He Doesn't Say. There's just so much good stuff here. In fact, the show comes out same year as Phantom and Into the Woods. So it kind of gets neglected a little bit. But it received Tony Award nominations for Best Musical, Best Book, Best Score, and Best Actor and Best Actress for Allison Frazier, who you probably have heard on The Secret Garden singing Hold On, and Scott Bakula, who's now a big famous film and television actor, who's got a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful singing style. So for those of you who don't know, Romance, Act 1 takes place at the turn of the century, and it's about two characters. One is named Josephine, one is named Alfred, and they are very rich and they're very wealthy, and they decide to pretend to be poor, and they meet each other while slumming, and they try to keep up the pretense of...
Oh, my gosh.
Because they're afraid if they reveal their true selves.
Right.
But ironically...
It's fairly Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Right? Forget about the boy, Josephina. Then Act 2 It's totally different. Act two takes place 100 years later or so in an act called Summer Share. And it's two married couples that are sharing a summer home. And Barb and Sam are not married, but they're very good friends. And they start talking about what would happen if we had an affair.
Oh, I was going to say, did there's some shenanigans go down?
And the question is, can you actually do those shenanigans? Is that old when Harry met Sally question, right, which is, can a man and woman just be friends, wow, with each other? So the show is very charming. The show is very wonderful. It's got an incredible score. And this is so cool. I don't know if you remember this. In the early 90s, A&E decided they were going to record certain musicals. And they were always choices that you were like, oh, really? You're going to record that? But
like
thank
Tin
God
Types? Really?
Yeah. Like Tin Types.
I have a DVD of this. I was going to say, I think I have Romance.
Stop the World, I Want to Get Off with Peter Scolari. And they actually filmed all of Romance yeah, with John Harara and Susan Moniz. And there's an A&E movie of it, and it's on YouTube, or parts of it are on YouTube.
Cool.
So mine this week is Romance, which I think, like you said, if you're looking for great audition songs,
oh my,
if you're looking for an intimate musical that you can produce on a very small budget and you don't need a lot of people for, this is the show to go to. And I believe Keith reached out to us.
He did when we first started.
Yeah.
We got to chat with him.
And his work is great. He also did Onward Victoria,
yeah,
with Jill Eikenberry back in the 80s about, yeah, the first woman who ever ran for the presidency. So there's a whole legacy of work here. But this week, please listen to Romance or watch it on YouTube because it's a charming,
well,
show and very 80s, which I like.
Mm, totally.
Very 80s. The guy's, yeah, wearing pastels with a pop collar.
Why not?
And
why
she's
not
wearing her, you know, her, what do you call them, the leg warmers and everything like that.
Yeah. Oh,
it's radical. It's tubular.
It's totally.
And it's not too late. That's the big song. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
Watch the Tony Award clip with Scott Bakula and Allison, yeah, Frazier. And there's some trivia there. Notice how he keeps looking off stage for some odd reason.
Okay.
They came out in their Act 1 costume, and then they had 20 seconds to change, and they came back in their Act 2 costume, and she wasn't making her change. So he keeps looking off to be like, is she coming? Is she coming? Is she coming?
Oh, weird.
It's because she couldn't make the change.
Oh.
But it's so charming, and it's so wonderful. So please, Romance.
And John Kenley, look him up. Check out the man who gave theater to so many people in the Midwest.
How cool is that?
Right.
All right. So till next time. Take
care.
Bye,
everybody.
It's not too late. No, you don't like it.
Night it had to end.
You know all of them.
I know some of them. Yeah.
So good.
It is good.
Never.
Be a friend and remind me. Da 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 da.
Actually,
be a pal to remind me.
Dude, I like when you talk them though.
Be a pal to remind me.
There you go. That's it.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah,
not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.